Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Hagozel u'ma'achilet banav. If somebody steals something and he feeds it to his children and then he dies, v'hiniyach lifrehem, or he dies and he leaves the stolen item in front of them as an inheritance, and then they consume it, they eat it. Piturin mileshalem. These children are not obligated to pay for the sins of their father. Even though they ate the item, they didn't steal the item. Their father stole the item, and therefore, since it's not them, they're not obligated to pay for what he did. Here we're talking about a situation where there was yi'ush on the item. The person who was stolen from gave up hope on ever getting it back, so it was considered to be fully stolen at that moment that the father stole it. But if there was no yi'ush and the children ate it, it's as if they stole it, and therefore they would be obligated to pay. Because when they took it, it was not considered to be that their father took possession of it. When they took it and they ate it for themselves, it's like they took possession of it from the person that was stolen from. So in that case, they would be obligated to pay. But if real estate fell into their inheritance, let's say they also inherited a piece of land or a house from their father, then they're obligated to pay for that stolen item of their father with the real estate that they inherited, because it's mortgaged to pay for their father's obligations. Real estate that a person inherits would have to go to pay the bills of a father that he left after he died. But if it was metaltelin, if it's only movable objects, those movable objects would not have to pay for the father's bills after he died. En portin lo mekevat hamochsin. You're not allowed to take change from coins of the custom collector's box, velo mikis shel gabain, or coins from the tax collector's box that would be exchanging larger coins for smaller coins, or the inverse. Ve'en notlin mehem sedaka. You're not allowed to take charity from them. If you have these tax collectors or these people who are employed in this job, they're suspected of stealing. They would steal money, and therefore the box that we're taking change from really has stolen money, and you're not allowed to take that stolen money and use it for a mitzvah. It's considered to be mitzvah ba'avera, mitzvah that's being done with avera. So here, you don't want to take dirty money in order to give tzedakah. So therefore, you shouldn't take it. Aval notelhu mitoch beto o min hashuk. But when dealing with these people, if you want to take from the house of the tax collector, or the gabai, or the custom collector's box, from their house, if you want to take money from there, you're allowed to, because only the coins that are in the official tax collecting box are presumed to be stolen, but not a person's personal coins.